Hello, class, and welcome to the 47th episode of A Plus Anime. How was your summer break? That is the excuse that I'm giving for the reason why we didn't have an episode in a long time. I am your teacher, fresh off summer vacation, Ian Preschel, and this is my grad student. He graduated. He's no longer a TA. He's my grad student this week. The illustrious, the beautiful, the amazing, the guy who watches Black Clover, even though it's bad, Nato Johnston. How are you?
Sit down at the back of the class there. I don't want to see you rapscallions giving the teacher any troubles.
That's funny. I thought you graduated from grad school and didn't go back in time to the 1920s when people said rapscallion.
We're back, baby.
We are back, baby. Can I tell you a fun story about why or what happened last week?
Fucking hit me with it.
So one of the reasons why we didn't have a podcast is because I went back to the beautiful old East Coast for a wedding. Yeah,
it's always
right?
West Coast, best coast.
Super fun. I mean, West Coast is really cool. I'm a huge fan of San Diego so far. But, and also the West Coast of Australia is pretty rad, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But, I went back to this wedding, and recently in my life, I've decided to, you know, change my diet around, and, you know, I've been feeling pretty sick ever since I moved back to America with all the foods that I've been eating, so I decided, all right, Ian, I'm going to change the way that you eat, be more mindful of who you are as a human being, and eat like a real person, and not a garbage boy.
Yeah.
So, 2018 No More Garbage Boy campaign starts about 3 weeks ago. I go to this wedding.
Yeah.
And you know, if you've ever been to a wedding, there's usually a cocktail hour,
yes!
right? So during the cocktail hour, they sometimes have a variety of foods or whatever.
Cocktail
but,
weenies!
So, I mean, this was a fancy place, but a lot of the food that they offered.
Cocktail weenies is what you're trying to say.
100%. There was definitely a high class cocktail weenie. Okay. So the food they were offering was not in line with the diet that I've been following to. Mm-hmm. So I ended up not really eating that much. And the other thing about this wedding is that I didn't really know that many people. I knew like five people and they were all in the wedding party. So I was sitting there by myself.
I hate that.
It was pretty weird.
Because then you're just by yourself.
Yep. So do you know what you do by yourself during a wedding?
And drink.
You drink.
Yeah.
You drink. Yeah. So had a couple drinks. I was feeling good. I was feeling saucy. And then I see
feeling
my friends.
Yourself?
Yeah. I was literally feeling myself. So then all my friends come. And they're like, oh my God, Ian, let's get drinks. Yeah. I blacked out at 8 p.m.
Oh, Ian. Was Cal
ready
there
for this?
With you?
No, she wasn't. So she was back on the West Coast because she had an exam for her PhD.
Yeah.
It went well. But I was a mess. Apparently, no one noticed. Apparently, it was a good thing. All my friends told me that they barely like even realized I was drunk. But from my perspective, knocked out. Woke up in the woods.
No fucking way.
I'm in the woods 200 yards from this venue.
Oh shit.
Go back, no phone, no jacket, no nothing. And then had to call the venue was about 20 minutes from where I live. So called my brother, he came and picked me up. Went back there, got all my stuff, everything was taken care of, but man, waking up in the woods sure is a trip.
Yeah.
Tell you that much.
Yeah.
So, hey, you know what? I know everyone sat out there. They didn't get an episode during their usual time last week. But you know what? You know what? I was out there communicating
with the spirit
guardians out there.
Out there looking for the Jersey Devil. That's what you were looking for.
I saw the creature from Spirit Mononoke from Spirited Away / Princess Mononoke. I was out there meeting Totoro out there. So, Nato, do you have any other funny anecdotes from the time that I haven't seen you since I've seen you last?
No, my last been shit.
You just hung out and watch anime?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just doing your thing?
Yeah.
So speaking of anime, can I tell... So you're going to be proud of me because since I've seen you last, I've been watching a bunch of anime for me.
I don't believe it, but hit me with it.
So for context, since I've moved into this new house... I've learned how to mount a television on the wall.
Yeah.
I did it.
Real
I was
an American boy.
Real man. Real man can mount his TV.
You can be a man.
You can mount your TV on the wall. That's definitely what you say when you turn 13, you become a man, you have to sing that song. So I mounted the TV on the wall and I was getting my TV all set up and I realized that my television has a built-in Crunchyroll app.
Damn.
it just works in my TV. Like I have to watch like maybe like the normal amount of advertising you would on a normal TV show, but it works. It's super easy, and it's super easy to just sit down, pop it in, and just watch an episode of anime. So I decided to finish up or push through towards finishing Parasite.
Yeah.
Because I realized that I had never finished it my first round of watching it.
Dude, it finishes heavy.
Yeah. So I finished, I think, up until, no spoilers, there's a big scene in a park that happens with one of the primary antagonists.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
a huge turning point within the series.
Parasite.
Yeah. So I just watched that episode yesterday, and then I watched another two episodes after that. So I'm on the road to finishing that. Obviously, I watched the anime in question that we're going to be talking about this week, Planet With. That was cool. Definitely interesting. And then, not directly anime related, but I introduced Cow to Anime Crimes Division.
Oh my God, yes, because I've been watching it too.
Okay, good. So for those who don't know, Anime Crime Division is a comedy spoof show that is like a combination of NCIS or Law & Order, but it features anime cops in an anime town, but it features live action people.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's all live action.
Yeah, and one of the actors is Sung Wan, I think is his name.
Yeah.
He's from Twitter. He's a comedian and voice actor guy. He's hilarious. He's everywhere. If you don't know who he is and you're in the anime community,
you've seen one of his videos. You just don't
100%.
Yeah. There's no way you haven't seen at least one of his videos. Yeah.
When the Bowsette stuff came out, it was like he did a video about the corporate entities at Nintendo being like, what's happening here? Why are they making it so fucky? Why are their breasts on here? Like he did like an Italian CEO guy. It was really, really funny. I really think you guys should check his stuff out. But I'm trying to think. I watched one or two other anime as well.
Have you been keeping up with any more One Piece? I know you were starting that with Cal.
Oh boy, bro. That is a trek. Have not been getting, since we moved back to San Diego, I have not been back on the One Piece grind. Unfortunately,
This podcast is over. Thanks for tuning in yet again.
But I have been speaking about, I'm usually the manga dude on this side of the table. I've actually been reading a bunch of manga, and I think that you would be interested in this type of manga. Mm. It is, have you ever heard of anything called Webtoon?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a, for those that don't know, it is a comic service. I think it's associated with the Korean messaging service called Line. People use that a lot in Asia, and they have their own manga / webcomic series application. Completely free. All of it's free. It's a weekly thing. They update like normal comics would. The app is very simple to use, very cool, very good searchability too. So I started reading something on there called Let's Play, and it is a romantic comedy about an indie video game developer, software developer girl, and a Let's Player. Yeah, and it's actually really well done. I really enjoy it. The characters are really well defined. And if you like video games, and if you are kind of, if you're like maybe a little socially anxious, the main character has a lot of social anxiety and stuff like that. So it's interesting to see how those traits are drawn in and described and taken care of in that manga. But if you're not into that, I think, Nato, I think you would actually really like this one that I'm reading now. It's called Hardcore Leveling Warrior.
Oh, it does sound good.
So it's an isekai. It's like it's an MMO manga. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But this world, the way... So imagine One Punch Man for me for a second, right?
Yeah.
So imagine the manga starts off. It is One Punch Man. Strongest guy in the world. Unbeatable. Best guy in this MMO.
Yeah.
Issue one, he gets killed. All of his skills get reset. And he goes back to level zero.
Okay.
So you have this cocky dude who thinks he knows everything, who has to like kind of resort to, I guess, like not unnecessary means.
To like, get back his power that he once had.
Yeah. And that's kind of like a part of it. But then also, so that's the concept, right? The concept is like, oh man, this guy's going to be put into these precarious situations because he's kind of an asshole. And he has this like elitist mentality.
Yeah.
But the thing that really drew me in is that the two things. The world in this isekai manga is crazy deep. Like the world building and the character development that they have on the fringes of the story is insane. And the magic system they have in this world is also fucking nuts. Like I think it is like, take the Black Clover where like you have every type of magic and mystical ability possible. Combine that with the Kekkai Genkai like Naruto stuff where there's like different rankings of them. Like, oh, this person is like this person is just really strong. And then this guy can control time or whatever. And that's obviously way stronger.
Yeah.
And then combine that with a world that has all these like there's like a government. There are governing bodies and that's a part of it. And there's connections to it in the real world. And it's nuts, dude. And I think that so one of my favorite parts about it so far is that this hardcore leveling warrior guy, he has an ability called Lucky Coin, and he flips a coin in the game. And if it's heads, he gets a random buff on his next attack. And if it's tails, then nothing happens.
Oh,
but
yeah.
anyone can use that coin. So there's like scenes where he'll pass the coin to somebody else. They'll use it. And then they'll use like a special magic. And then it makes the accuracy of their magic 100%. So no matter how fast or how high your defenses are,
it's going
to hit.
So it's only manga at the moment, this?
So it's only the manga through Lion Webtoon. But dude, this is, it's slowly becoming my favorite like world in all of manga, in all of comics, and all of anything. There are swords. This is like a pretty recent development. There's swords called Ego Swords where they build with you. So like, if you gain more abilities, they also in turn gain more abilities. And like the one of the characters' swords eats other swords to become more powerful. And it's like this cute little alien creature where it's like, "Mama, I love you. Give me more swords." Like it's super goofy. So this is my last thing I'll say about it is their power sets are also so unique where there's a character where her special ability, like her passive ability, is that she gains power from eating.
Okay.
And she's called a feaster. She's a feaster class. So like they go out to have this amazing lunch or whatever. She eats a shit ton, and then it's revealed that she gets stat bonuses by eating certain foods.
Okay, fair enough.
Which is also kind of One Piece like, right? Like the powers are weird and out there, and but they're also super interesting and super nuanced, I think. So I totally suggest anybody who likes manga to go check that out. It's both Let's Play and Hardcore Leveling Warrior. I love them so much. They're my babies.
I want that as an anime now.
If this was an anime, it would be insane. It's like the things that I didn't like about Black Clover, I feel like I'm finding in this. It is like the weird Naruto, One Piece, One Punch Man, Isekai fusion.
Well Ian.
Speaking of Black Clover.
Let me tell you about Black Clover. It's fucking good. It is real good now. Like real, real good. Like Shippuden level Naruto good.
So you were giving me shit before the show started about how I saw an anime YouTuber called Giguk say, "Oh guys, it's cool, it's good now." And I was like, "Yo, I think I'm gonna start watching Black Clover." And you were like, "Fuck off."
I've been saying that for fucking the last 10 episodes, I think, of this show, telling you to get into it. Like there was just this one point it flicked over and I'm like, "Ian, get up on this." And now ever since then, I'm like, "Get up on this now."
God. I think you showed me an episode back when I was in Perth, and it was like a time wizard and I think like fighting like 10 dudes. And I was like, "All right, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's the Hokage of that world.
Harry Potter.
You see him fight and God, it's just good. And then you start seeing like the Kakashi level characters kind of fight against each other and stuff like that.
The shadow dude with the cigarette. He's super
cool.
Yeah,
you're just like, "Oh, dear God." And now like, oh man, it's just really good. Get into it.
I'm going to get into it. I really do. I am tepid, but seeing some of the stuff that the clips that Giguk was talking about, it's pretty fucking cool.
But speaking of Naruto, I have been rewatching it from the start with a friend that has never seen Naruto. So me and her have been sitting down and like watching through that. And I had a very skewed remembrance of original Naruto. I think the end of Naruto has really like skewed the start of Naruto for me, where like I really had this idea in my mind that like start Naruto was very slow and filler, like heavy and stuff like that. Fuck no. Start of Naruto is, holy shit, I forgot how quick it, like, it's literally like Naruto's graduates, it goes straight into the Zabuza arc, and then it goes straight into the tuning exam straight after that, and I'm just like, holy shit, this pace that it goes through and, like, the heaviness of the, like, issues that they give you from the start. I'm just like, oh, now I understand why I've just not clicked the best into Boruto. Because, mm-hmm. like, but, like, saying that, like, you can defend Boruto saying, like, it's a different world. They're not going to be suffering the same kind of, like, war-heavy kind of themes and articles. While, like, Boruto deals with a lot of mental health, as in, like, common mental health, like anxiety and stuff like that, while like Naruto deals with like, oh yeah, this person's dead, and like this guy's whole family's got wiped out because there's a war going on at the moment.
You remember when the snake dude did a genocide? That was cool.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's like it just has a lot more heavy issues because that's the context of the world that like Naruto grew up in, where mm-hmm. like I could see why the kids that grew up in that generation wouldn't want their kids living in that kind of world. So I understand, mm-hmm. but still, like, God, it's just so good. Just mm-hmm. so good. Cause like the first half of the tuning exams in like the Death Forest is like so good. Orochimaru shows up for the first time.
Oh yeah.
Like,
the first time you get the four bosses, the sound village.
They don't show up they show up during the Hokage fight. But, like, you only mm-hmm. see him for a spec. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's the four guys that came and do the stuff with Sasuke later and stuff like that.
The boss battles, like, they really, even in that arc, they were boss battles.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember
it's,
that.
It's just real good. It's just real good. So, Naruto.
Speaking of Naruto for a second, do you know about a guy? There's a video circulating around on anime YouTube called Naruto the Self-Made Hypocrite.
Oh, God, no.
So it's a big video by this guy, made by a guy named Plague of Gripes. He's connected to the Super Best Friends Play, if you guys are into the YouTube community. And essentially it's like a 45-minute video about how, just like Naruto's premise, right, of this kid who is exiled, who didn't have anybody, who has nothing, and then becoming the strongest, kind of that message gets kind of jumbled up as Naruto continues to go on and more is revealed about their past.
Mm.
If that makes any sense. Again, I'm trying to be as spoiler-free for people who haven't watched all of Naruto.
Yeah. Like, but, I have been watching stuff, and, like, so many things get pushed aside to kind of, especially once, like, Shippuden comes through. Like, I know this is, like, simple and doesn't really, like, flow to the plot, but, like, even hand signals. They do, like, long, complex hand signals to do jutsus in the mm-hmm. start of Naruto. But, like, by the end of, like, Shippuden, it's just, like, fireball! And, like, no hand signs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's just, like, I could see where you, like, got rid of this because it... But it's just... It makes people look weaker in the original Naruto where you're just, like... You're doing the same thing, but, like, because you've done a whole bunch of... It just makes it look more complex and harder and stuff like that. I really liked it. But I'm glad it kind of pushes that out of the way to, like, put more story in Shippuden. But, yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait till I can take my friend that I'm watching through into Shippuden and, like, just... The stuff that goes through in Shippuden. Ugh.
Yeah. Like, the thing though, I think... So, I haven't watched the entire video yet, but obviously, if you've watched Naruto, you'd understand the premise, right? Is that Naruto, the premise of the show initially was that this guy has nothing, he has no powers, he's bad at jutsu, he's bad at everything. And then that person wants to be the Hokage and follow this dream, right? And actually, to kind of piggyback onto what we were talking about with Black Clover, I feel like Black Clover definitely holds that premise way more tightly to its characters than it does in Naruto.
Maybe.
Right?
It's getting hints that there's a demon inside of the main character as well.
Okay. Well, the whole thing that I'm saying is that I saw a clip earlier today, actually, where it's Aster on this broom. He doesn't even have enough magic in his body to lift a broom off the ground, which is like the most easiest A-rank shit, right?
Mm.
And I feel like that... Like, little tiny things like that kind of build up the character to be like, oh, yeah, this character is gifted in a different way and is doing their own thing.
Yeah, but you could say, like, Naruto, like, even the first ever episode of Naruto during, like, when he's saving Iruka Sensei, when he, like, casts the...
He has the clones.
A billion are there. So, like, it does show that he's going to have strength when, like, the chips are down. Like,
my whole thing is that obviously that Naruto's lineage is a whole thing later in the series. Naruto's connection to Kurama is a whole thing in the series. And then, like, I think Naruto is one of the last shonen to really have the DBZ effect, right? Bleach, the big three, Bleach, Naruto, and DBZ, have this thing that a lot of anime YouTubers have qualified. It's called the DBZ effect, where the War of Escalation goes so far as to the point where all the rules that are set up in the beginning and the premises and the concepts set up in the beginning of the show don't fucking mean anything. Like you were saying before about hand signals, right? Like the hand seals or whatever don't mean dog shit at the very end of the show, right? Mm-hmm. Like characters don't even bother anymore.
Yeah.
And that is kind of just a symptom of the era in which it came out. Because I think Naruto came out around 2002, 2000, around the mid-2000s.
Yeah.
And that was kind of the tail end of like the proto shonen, I guess, or like the older shonen. And I feel like now with shows like My Hero Academia and these other shonens coming out, I feel like they're definitely more aware of the trappings and the problems that the big three had in the past. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Also, cause like they were like, who was I explaining to? Somebody I was explaining. I think it was actually the same person I was watching Naruto with, where like, because I was explaining that once we finish Naruto, like, where I'm going to finish. I'm not going to go through all the fillers. I think it's four filler seasons at the end after where the manga
Jesus
stops.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's a good 100 and something episodes of fillers. I was just like, yeah, we're not watching these. Like, we do not need them. I've never watched them, and I'm fine. And, yeah, I said we might take a big break. We might take, like, a month or two off just to have that, like, feel of, like, how long it was between normal Naruto and when Shippuden started. So like when you get that first scene of Shippuden, it's like, oh yes.
Holy shit. Yeah.
So like, and she was like, oh, I don't get it. Like, how long did they usually take between season when normal Naruto was going? And I'm like, oh,
they didn't.
Like, yeah. Like there was just fillers if they needed a break, while like modern shonens, like My Hero Academia just finished its third season like 2 weeks ago, and that's like that was the end, and now they're going to take a long break until season four comes out. Like
one season per year.
Yep, they're going to fill out, and like it hurts because I want to watch more, but like I don't want fillers. I don't want a Bleach effect where they just do the most god awful fillers that like get that just so much hatred towards it that people just stop watching it and season and animes just get cancelled. Because, spin-off, I watched the live-action Japanese Bleach movie on Netflix.
So, before you say anything, I want to say I had a friend reach out to me and say that it was really good and she wanted my opinion of it.
Yeah.
So, Bleach is one of my biggest holes of the big three. Mm-hmm. I've watched all of original Dragon Ball. I've watched the majority of Dragon Ball Z. I've watched all of, or not watched, but I've read all of Naruto, and I've watched here and there of Shippuden.
Yeah.
But I have watched maybe one episode of Bleach. So I am very much lost when it comes to the show. Nato, tell me, was it good?
It was really, really good. It had...
Okay.
Like, I tweeted about it on, when somebody questioned me about it, like, oh, we've had like a bad run, especially when it comes to Netflix live action.
Yeah.
Because cue that meme that's out at the moment where it's like, manga, anime, Netflix live action.
Yeah.
Anime, and it's just like, oh yeah, terrible. Go look it up. It's good, man. It's good meme.
look it up. Yeah, it's good meme.
But like, yeah, it's just really good. Like, it perfectly balances that. Like, we know we're a live action movie, so we can't do exactly the manga because like. Like actions and expressions and all that don't translate as well into live action. And so they get that I can feel where they like cut certain things out that they're just like, look, this will just look totally terrible or cheesy and stuff like that. And we know what we want to be. But on top of that, balancing so much like nostalgia, because they don't change the plot. They just kind of like rush the first season into a movie, which already is probably setting off alarm bells to anyone who saw the Avatar live-action movie. No, it's definitely not like that. They understand which points they need to keep in and what plot holes they need. I mean, plot points they need to keep in to make it good. And like, God, yeah, it was just nostalgic as fuck watching it, and I just wanted to watch. It made me want to go watch Bleach again. Like, I really enjoyed it. The actors were amazing. I loved them. So, yeah, go check that out. It was, if I could, like, relate it to anything, it was very similar to the Rurouni Kenshin live-action movies.
Okay.
or Samurai X for that, the American
audience. Do you feel like as someone who has no connection to Bleach at all besides seeing some decent character designs,
I think it'd actually be really good for you. Like, it'd be a good sum up of like the first season, and like I don't know what stuff they're missing because I've seen the whole series, so my mind might have auto-filled in a little maybe plot holes of the movie.
Just auto-filled it.
Yeah, but like, man, I had an awesome time watching it. And like my housemate that was watching it with me, he's like, this was really cool. I really liked it. So yeah.
All right.
Go check it
out.
That's
a good solid review.
Yes. All right. So into the anime Nato's been watching properly.
Tell me.
Finished up My Hero Academia. God, all them heartstrings. Okay.
So before, can we do a small side tangent again?
Yes. You need to watch the anime.
Okay. No, well, not even that.
As somebody that reads the manga and watches the anime, watch the fucking anime.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
I haven't read a big three or like a super popular shonen in forever. Even back when you told me to watch Black Clover, I was like, all right, yeah, fine, I'll watch it. I watched one episode and then I just read the manga almost like the equivalent of watching 10 episodes in one sitting. I just read that much of the manga. So I'm a big manga guy when it comes to shonen. For some reason, it doesn't connect with me, shonen, before I read it. And this is the big problem. We were talking before, however many episodes ago, about how I hate Bakugo, about how Bakugo sucks. And so I went and saw the My Hero Academia Two Heroes movie. Came out, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago in America. And I walked into it and I was like, oh shit, it's in English. I listened and all the stuff that I watch is in Japanese.
I don't like a whole bunch of the, like, I like those voices in other things, but I don't like the English voices of My Hero Academia. Cause it's Piccolo as All Might, isn't it?
Is it? I have no idea who does it.
Voice actor or Vegeta's. It's one of those two.
Interesting. I could not recognize, because again, I don't watch enough English anime anymore to determine who is who. But so I'm watching this movie and then Bakugo comes on screen. I'm like, this guy's going to annoy me this whole movie. And then he starts cursing up a storm and Kirishima is like pulling him back. And I'm like, wait a minute. I get it.
Yeah, it's Vegeta. Yeah.
It's Vegeta? Really? Wow.
Vegeta,
okay,
Piccolo.
Damn.
He does All Might's voice. Yeah. Christopher Savage.
Yeah. Nice. But yeah, so for some reason, reading a little bit of the manga in Japanese and listening to it in Japanese, it just disconnected it for me and I didn't get the character at all. I watched it once in English and I finally got it. I understand Bakugo's character 100% and it's my second language. I don't understand the nuance as much. And I'm not saying that he's my favorite character, but I finally understand the character and I understand the... intellectually, I understand it now. I got your arguments and I agreed with your arguments and they were all sound, but the word choice and the stuff that he says in Japanese has different weight as well. And the stuff that I'm sorry, but
I'm just
shouldn't
waiting,
you be happy
I'm just,
for me? Shouldn't you be happy for me? I'm like, I get it now. I finally
was happy for you the last two times you've said this exact same conversation.
No, I feel like last times we had this conversation, it was on an intellectual level. I was like, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I concede the argument and I understand. Yeah. But now I'm like, no, I internalized it. Hearing it in English, I get it. I can see people in my life who are like this. I understand it.
Yeah.
I'm with it now. I'm not Team Bakugo or anything, but no. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. But I like it.
I'm not getting my hopes up. You got my hopes up twice before, and I'm not doing it a third time.
I'm sorry, bro, but like, yeah. Please, hear me out when I say that I get it now. I get it.
Okay.
Also, the animation in that movie is stellar. It's beautiful.
I know, and I'm trying to hold off from seeing it, because I don't like non-canon movies of anime. So many bad ones over the years.
This one is good, I promise.
I know, but I just don't care. what else have I been watching? Black Clover, yes, we did that. What else finished up recently? A whole bunch of things finished up. Let me go back into it. I will talk about One Piece, holy shit. The animation at the moment in the current season is, like, in tense at the moment. God, I'm absolutely loving. Here we go. How Not to Summon a Demon Lord just finished up their first season. Really love that. Very, very, very fan servicey. Getting real close to that hentai kind of angle by the end of it. And I was like, I don't know if I can, suggest this
Let's
for
see.
People
how
anymore.
How to Summon a Demon Lord.
Oh, how
see.
Not. How Not to Summon a Demon Lord.
Ah, okay.
Yes. Yeah, it's getting real close to the old hentai by the end of it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, NATO.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, buddy boy.
But the story is so good. I love it so much.
I read Playboy for the articles, NATO Johnston.
All right.
Oh, God, so NATO. I should not have Googled this. I'm going to jail now.
So let's get into some of the new anime that's just started in the last few weeks.
Tell me.
So they had a big theme with them, the two of them. They definitely weren't what I was expecting after the first 5 minutes of each
okay.
of them. One of them, super Crunchyroll just came out with today, tweeted about it, that they're going to put a warning before it.
Oh,
heavy warning. Goblin Slayer.
That one.
Yeah. I had heard going into it that it was very heavy. And I was like, it's anime. Everything in anime is pretty heavy. Oh, I'm a fucking heavy boy. I'm all right with it.
I'm a heavy boy, NATO Johnston.
Fuck no. They have some trigger warning for people listening. They have, I'm not going to say the actual word, but because I asked some people, what's an easier way to say this word so it's not so heavy? There is very heavy sexualized violence in the first
Ooh.
Episode. Yes.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. As well as a lot of gore and, how would you call it? Like battlefield horror, if that makes sense.
Okay, like the horrors of war or whatever?
Yeah, like you see a face of a dude getting, cut to bits and, you see
Jesus.
Expression on his face. Like, it really zooms in on the faces when you get to see the expression of the things that are happening to them at the time. But it's literally, yet again, another one of those genres that I froth over all the time. The MMO, Dungeons & Dragons /... caught in a video game thing. This one doesn't look like it. They're caught in a video game. It just looks like a fantasy world one. And it's, just about a group of four adventurers. They come together at the start. They're all happy and joyful. It looks normal. And, they go into a cave to, kill some goblins. And, as they're walking down, one of them's like, oh, I like goblins hard. And one of the guys is like, nah, I, chased a bunch of goblins out of my town when I was a kid. Next minute, the goblins go to town on these guys. And, yeah. I just wanted to say, you might think I'm underselling this, but, I have read a lot of heavy, books. I liked the book of American Psycho, and for anyone that knows how, I've seen the movie is, PG compared to how the scenes that they talk about in the book. This is the quality of this anime. It is... I 100% prepare yourself if you're going into this. It is very heavy. And very, in your face with it as well. So I genuinely enjoyed it, and I do want to keep watching it more because I've read a bit more about it, and they are very heavy in the topics that they try and go into with this. So I love that kind of stuff. I do like to not forget the world is a terrible place, so I do like...
I do love to embrace the darkness every once in a while.
No, it's just I don't want to kid myself that bad things don't happen in this world, so I do like watching and watching these things. I don't want to pretend the world is a nice place all the time, because, yeah.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah, so I do like this kind of stuff. So, so super heavy warning going into that. It is real good, but it is, yeah. I had to, I was going to go watch, I think go back to watching another anime straight after. Literally just, took a 10-minute break to,
go get
a drink, kind of sit out. Yes.
Scream into the wind.
No, not even that. It was more just, a void thing of just, holy shit. I went and got a nice drink of water, went and sat out on my veranda and watched the breeze go past for a bit. And I was like, whew, all right, I can go back and watch another anime. All right, on to the second one that I watched, the new one. It's called Zombieland Saga.
Okay.
So I'd gathered going into it that there might be zombies, like, involved somehow, and I was just like, oh, okay. Started out as, like, a super, like, pop, girly, like, having fun kind of anime, and I was like, oh, yeah. Next minute, like, it starts, she walks out on the road, gets hit by a fucking bus, and I was just like... And, like, it does slow motion of her getting hit by the bus. And, like, soon as it hits the bus, the title screen kind of comes up. And it's, like, it's the whole title screen is her kind of, like, flipping in the air after getting hitting by the bus and, like, hitting the ground. And, like, super heavy rock music is, like, rocking on. And I was just like, what the fuck have I got into this one? So...
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's all about this girl waking up in this mansion 10 years later. She's a zombie now, and there's a whole bunch of other zombies with her, and this guy has, like, revived them all to save this town by becoming a pop group that deals in different styles of music. Because, like, I haven't seen the second episode yet, but the second episode was, like, hip-hop something. And I was like, okay, so this next episode's about them doing hip-hop. Because... The first episode was about them going to a heavy metal concert and being a heavy metal band, like pop band. And I was just like, okay. So yeah, so that's Zombieland Saga. It's really cool. It's really different. Definitely wasn't what I was expecting. It's not as heavy as that first scene with her getting with a bus, because they're all like a pop group and stuff like that. But yeah. I don't know. It was really weird. Hmm. I really enjoyed it. It's definitely something very different. So, the second episode's out now. I haven't had a chance to watch it, but yeah. Two insanely different anime that both of them was not expecting what I got once I started watching them. So, yeah, go check them out. Definitely heavy warning with Goblin Slayer and Zombieland. Apart from that first scene of a girl getting hit with a bus... It's all good. Thumbs up.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
Anything else or no?
I think that's all I've had a chance to watch recently. No. What else did I watch? God, what else did I watch? No, that's the thing we watched is the thing that I watched for this week. That's the
There you go. So on that note, we are going to be talking about Planet With. Not Planet If, because I made that distinction or made the mistake many, many times. Planet With. So, Nato, I guess, do you want to do the description or should I?
Yeah, you can describe it. Because I'm still having, like, a trouble in my mind figuring out how do I want to describe this.
So, it features a boy, blue-haired anime protagonist who has amnesia. And this is a world where giant floating 3D mechas exist and they protect the city from crazy 3D animated... Happy smiley faces. Yeah, you know what? It is hard to describe this show. But it is I've had it described to me as a fun mecha romp that is unexpected.
Yes.
But going to just the synopsis from my anime list, it says here, Kuroi Soya is a high schooler living a peaceful life despite having no memories of his past. One day, however, his town is attacked by one of the mysterious nebula weapons. Together with the cat-like sensei and so that's a little bit spoilery, but so he has two companions.
He has a maid and a cat.
Like, well, I'm saying I read the rest of that sentence and then I was like, oh no. But anyway, so there are these superheroes that are a part of the town. They have these giant mechas, and this boy, Kuroi, he has two kind of handlers that live with him, kind of like a maid girl with green hair, and then this giant cat with teeth that eats cabbage. It's super weird. It's super out there in the very anime way. But if you like mecha and stuff like that, I think totally this is up your alley. So usually when we do this sort of stuff, before we do the full spoilery stuff, we do the explanation, then afterwards the design inspirations. So, Nato, did you kind of feel any inspirations from this? Did you get any feelings from it at all, or?
God, not really.
Like, yeah, because I'm so thinking the same thing. Weird.
What did I say? I said, like, the first opening scene is like, I was like, I wrote the notes, magic, explosions, dragons, okay, it's fantasy. And then next minute, it's like title screen. Oh, no, there's a whole bunch of mechs. And I'm like, okay, oh, it's in current time and stuff like that. So I'm just like,
yeah, like the animation style kind of reminds me of like the new Pokemon Sun and Moon animation in a weird way. The, even the way that he has like the little lightning bolt thing in his hair kind of reminds me of like Ash Ketchum, especially with the blue hair as well. But then like some of the animation with Sensei, the cat, kind of reminds me of like more realistic looking anime and stuff like that. It's weird. Like it's kind of all over the place design wise. It has a little bit of those, like the comedic timing and stuff from Pokemon. It has some of the mecha designs from like, I don't even know. Like it doesn't remind me of Gundam, but it has mecha designs that are 3D that remind me of a lot of shows like that. It's weird, man. The design inspiration is it's weird. And that's all I have to say about that. Usually after that is the this and that. So if you like blank, then you will like Planet With. What do you think? Could you even give that connection?
God, maybe some of the weirder ones we've watched over our time, the ones like Ali brought in and the one, the one Ali had for us was very similar, but more of a structured version of that one. I can't hear.
Oh, the one that was kind of like, Poppy People Popo, the Pop Team Epic or whatever.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah. It was. God, I can't even remember.
So while you're looking for that, the reason why I actually brought this to the table for this week's episode,
XL Saga.
Yeah, that's, I can totally see that. Like the goofiness / seriousness kind of working in parallel.
Yeah.
I can kind of see that being a thing.
And but then the like reason a Space Patrol? This,
oh no, yeah. Luluko? Space Patrol Luluko. Yeah, I can also see that, like a little bit of that, like, where again it bounces.
Like a more sensible version of those ones.
Yeah.
Like, because like, especially that first like villain thing that was kind of coming in, it's very random and it's just like a couple of arms, legs, and
a smiley face. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It does bounce back and forth between really weird and out there and very serious. So I can totally see where you would make those connections. So the reason why I brought this anime to the table is because I saw a video by a guy named Mother's Basement. I mentioned him a lot on the show. He's definitely an inspiration for me in terms of like the way he talks about and analyzes anime. Yeah. And he said that in a lot of ways he was disappointed with Darling in the Franxx, right? In terms of the mecha show that he wanted, you know, kind of like people were saying it was kind of like Gurren Lagann, kind of like a Gundam show. But he's kind of overall disappointed with it. And he said that Planet With was kind of like his version of the mecha anime that he wanted Darling in the Franxx to be.
Yeah.
Like weird out there, but then also has this very serious undertone underneath with a good story. So if you felt like you were disappointed by Darling in the Franxx, I would say maybe check this out.
Can I go on a slight tangent for 1 second on Darling in the Franxx?
Dude, hit me with that deep, deep tangent.
All right, so anyone that listened to that episode, you heard me whinge like intensely and a lot about the bird metaphor in that first episode. So flicking back to what I said earlier, I've been watching Naruto and stuff like that, and the Neji Naruto fight does a very similar bird metaphor for, like, you know how like Neji's part of the branch family and he's like caged and stuff like that. Yeah, well, all the way through that episode, there's always scenes of a bird. And then by the end of the fight, when he realizes he doesn't need to be caged by his destiny or fate and stuff like that it keeps switching to this bird that's starting to fly away and stuff like that, does the bird metaphor so good, and they never fucking reference it ever in the episode. It's just like, we get it. We get the bird metaphor. We don't have to explain it to our audience, because even though Naruto is for children, they still didn't need to explain that metaphor to the audience like they did in Darling in the Franxx. So if you were like wondering why I was complaining so much about that episode, listeners, go watch that Neji Naruto fight in the tuning exams, and you'll see a much better version done of a bird metaphor. So there you go.
Yeah. I'm glad you could get that off your chest.
Fuck,
I'm proud of you.
Darling in the Franxx. That's all I have to
say. Damn. Wow, that's an intense.
Look, it's got good cosplay, but that's about it. That's all I'll say.
That's fair. That is fair. I have no disagreements with you. I am in support of your opinion. Yeah, I can't even think back to what we were talking about because you went so far off the rails with that.
It was Darling in the Franxx. This is the kind of anime he wanted to do.
Yeah, so that's what he said, that he wished that this show became what he wanted out of Darling in the Franxx. So if you were disappointed, like Nato was, about the heavy-handedness and the weird stuff that was not so good in Darling, then I would say check this out as well. So if you had to give your general thoughts about Planet With after this first episode, very general, what would you say?
Like, the first 70% of the episode, I was like, oh yeah, this is real cool, I enjoy it. Yeah, I might get around to it. Like, I enjoy it. Like, nice sounds. I do like the explosion, like, dub. Like, the wop, wop, wop. When big explosions were going off in the episode, I did like that sound. Like, you don't usually get that kind of sounds in an anime. It's more of a Hollywood kind of explosion, which was really cool. I haven't really seen that done. Whether it's just new, it's easier to do these days, or just anime's never really done those kind of explosions. They usually do like the kind of explosions, like give an actual sound effect to it rather than the reverberation of like sound that comes out from an explosion that was in this. I don't know why I picked it up, but it was just really something that stuck with me, because there was two kind of times that they did that, right at the start of the episode and right when one of the enemies got defeated and the explosion happened. I was like, I like this quite a bit. And what else are the notes? Any notes that I can use? I just like it was just good, the start. And then, man, the end kind of scenes of that first episode, I was like, oh, I like this. Oh, this changes everything. Oh, this is real good. Daddy likes. So, yes, without spoiling, we'll get onto that a bit, hopefully sooner than later. But God, yeah. I want all of it now.
So, to piggyback off of that, that final scene that we were talking about, again, no spoilers yet, but I was also very much intrigued and also was like daddy-like from that. So, yeah. I feel like, if nothing else, this show definitely sets up a world and a story that is interesting enough for me to continue.
Yep.
It's been in the back of my mind for a while. I've definitely been thinking about it. But I'm curious to see how they're going to kind of play off of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm cautiously optimistic, and I'm excited to see where it goes. Because that same video that I saw talking about how this show is being compared to Darling in a good way, it was also being compared to Gurren Lagann. And of course, that is my favorite show,
really?
My favorite anime. Yeah, the way that it ends, apparently, is very similar in that fashion. So we'll see. I'm cautiously optimistic. I definitely say that people should go give this a watch. I would definitely give it. I'm not going to give an official score yet because we do that at the end. But yeah, my unofficial score, pre-spoiler, is cautiously optimistic.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm all in.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I want to know all about it.
Then let's get into the spoiler section. So guys, we are going to be right back after this commercial break talking about all the spoilers for Planet With. We'll be right back.
Hey there, listener. Thank you so much for checking out A+ Anime. If you like the show, there are more like it on OKBeast.com. You should check out the OKBeast podcast, where Ian and Blessing talk video games and more. Also, check out the OKBeast YouTube channel for all the nerdy content that your heart can possibly take. Thank you for listening.
Hey everybody, I'm Alex, and I'm actually part of a website and YouTube channel called OKBeast, where we cover video games and culture, and we're actually very excited to announce that we've started a Patreon. Now you might be wondering what Patreon is. Well, it's a platform where you can support us every month and in turn get exclusive perks and bonuses in addition to all of the free content that we already put out. And we actually have three tiers available. We have the $1, $3, and $8 tier available for you to support us every month. The $1 tier, you get an exclusive monthly podcast called Stir Fry, which is an off-topic comedy show. At the $3 level, you get early access to our podcasts and videos. And at the $8 level, you get a bonus video, your name in the credits, a monthly thank you on the podcast, as well as exclusive updates to our projects.
And we are back from that commercial break, and we are here to talk about all the spoilers with Planet With. So, Nato, give me them sweet, sweet spoiler thoughts. How are you feeling, bud?
Okay, do we want to jump straight into the end, or do we want to start from the start?
Because there's no rules in the spoiler section. We can talk about anything we want.
Oh my god, he's a fucking anti-villain / anti-hero. Fuck me up. Fuck me up, fam. God. Yes. Ugh. God, I love this kind of, it's like nearly a Punisher / like like Venom, anti-Venom kind of thing. Oh, baby. Because, like, it doesn't seem like the heroes are bad, but, like, my idea is probably they're doing the wrong thing, but they don't know they are because they're heroes and stuff like that, and he's beating heroes. Okay. And oh my god, like, I'm so fucking excited.
Yeah, so to comment on that, yeah, that was the one thing that really interested me, where I was like, oh shit, he's the bad guy?
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, and the thing is, like, I'm like the stereotypical hero dude. My favorite character in My Hero is Ida, like the biggest goody ever, right? Yeah, yeah. So I either like that guy or I like the guy that's breaking the system, right? Yeah. Like, so I hope that this guy is a character that eventually sees through all the bullshit and realizes what is actually going on. And I think from what I'm seeing of that first episode and some parts of the second episode, that is the case. That, like you said, there is some more shit going on. Yeah. It's just we as the audience don't understand it. Because obviously that flash back or forward or whatever in the beginning part of the episode definitely is an indicator of shit that has happened before that no one remembers or whatever. Yeah. So I'm very curious to see how it goes.
And, like, when he picked up, like, when he started remembering his memories, I was like, ooh. He's like, he just got so angry and he's like, fuck you and I'm going to kill all of you. Well, he didn't say kill, but he's like, I'm going to beat all of you up. And I'm like, oh man, what did they do? What did they do? Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Dude, I'm excited for it. And I'm getting flashbacks of it now because each of them is the Chinese zodiac, each of the characters.
The seven, yep.
Yeah, there's like a tiger, there's a mouse that, you know, if you've seen the Chinese zodiac, you see it. And that first creature we see in the beginning is a dragon.
Yeah, so, like,
it's so it's connected to, I think, the rest of those dudes. Either spiritually or I'm not really sure how it's going. But then our main antagonist is a cat. So I don't know. Is the cat a part of the Chinese zodiac? I'm not necessarily sure what that is.
I only
is.
Care
yeah.
about my own, which is dragon. So that's all.
Yeah. And I'm the sheep. So I'm the coolest one. but yeah, so I'm very curious to see where it goes. I'm curious to see that connection. How do they summon these armors? Why is he using the cat and not his mind like the other characters are? Who's sensei and who's the maid? Like, what's going on with them?
Okay, so the cat is a Vietnamese zodiac and it takes the place of the rabbit in the Chinese zodiac.
Okay. So but the thing is, this is Japan, right? Japan uses the Chinese zodiac as their thing.
Yeah.
So maybe that's like a symbol of him being an outsider. Yeah.
Or maybe, like, the same thing as, like, the cat takes over the rabbit.
And then, I think, doesn't he have an older brother or something? Yeah, okay, I have questions. I definitely have questions. And it seems as though the show is interesting enough that I am curious to pursue those questions. So I think, as a first episode, it definitely succeeds in getting me excited.
It did usually what it takes two episodes of most manga to do. I mean, most anime, where it's like, we set up the world and all that in the first episode, and then the second episode gives you the big hook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it did a good job of doing that, and I think that's definitely something that I want to come back and see how it ends.
So I love the mechs, because they're not standardy-looking mechs. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not Gundam-looking mechs, which is like a lot of Gundam or a Evangelion kind of mech. Mm-hmm. They're the two standards of usually how you do a mech, where very bio style, which is the Evangelion style, or like very robot mecha style of the Gundams. But these are like fantasy kind of mechs.
Their proportions are definitely not like human at all. Like they stand upright, but like they're all, some of them have like bulbous circular armor. Some are super small. Some are super big. It's definitely an interesting design in terms of anything. Cause if it's going to be 3D animated like that and kind of take me out of the normal anime watching experience, I would rather it be the wacky bullshit that is unexpected than the typical, right? Like, I don't want to see a 3D Gundam, right? I would rather or a 3D Eva. I want to see 3D weird shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And then, like, even, like, the first starting scene we still haven't figured that out, whether it's, like, a future scene or a past scene or something like that, where, just, like, explosions going off, like, it looks like magic's happening, a huge dragon's there.
Mm-hmm.
God, I love all that shit.
Yeah. The more we talk about it, the more excited I am.
Yeah. And I love his two like companions, the like the cat sensei slash like perv, Like, there was just a scene where the maid's talking to the main character on the phone, and he's just, like, picking up this doll and, like, ever so slowly tilting it so he could look up its skirt.
Yeah, look up its skirt. Yeah, yeah. It was very weird.
God, yeah, I know. It's just, it's bad, but it's also quirky and funny that I, like, enjoy it. That it's done well.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, the second she turns to look at him, he's already, like, flicked it and put it back on the table. And, mm-hmm. God, yeah.
Again, it's weird. It's very weird.
Yeah, what else did I like? I like the design of all the heroes as well. They're very different. They're very hero-y design. Like, the old guy, the like, Jason kind of character, like, from Power mm-hmm. Rangers. And
mm-hmm. The Red Ranger.
There's the techie, smart-looking ones, and then there's the cute one and the childish one, and I was like, oh yeah, all right, I'm feeling you. You're stumbling onto tropes to make it kind of relatable, but still, because the rest of your show is so out there, I'll allow it to, like, these are my anchor grounding points of keeping me where I need to be, like, that it's going to be heroes and stuff like that. So I don't know, I just appreciate it. And as I said,
yeah, I feel like that's the best thing, is that if you're doing a bunch of really weird stuff, then I think it's okay to kind of use tropes as the
anchor points of, like,
yeah,
you as like, so you don't, because, like, as soon as you see it's so weird, you kind of go like, okay, well, my brain's open to everything now. Like, I'm not going to concentrate too much because I don't know, because it's so weird. But it's like, if you have these anchor points, you're like, oh, I still know they're going to kind of do, like, the hero thing, and they're a team and all those kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I just really liked it.
Yeah. Nice. All right. So any closing thoughts on this show before we wrap up?
God, I just want to watch more.
I guess we're going to watch more then.
I really do. Like, it doesn't give you a lot in that first episode, but it, like, it hooks you so well in that first episode. Where, like, that's kind of, like, what we've said about a few anime. That, like, are really good that first episode. Like, they give us a lot, but, like, nothing hooks us enough that we want to keep going on to a next episode. While this one, like, gives us the bare minimum, but gives us a great hook.
Mm-hmm. Mm. For sure.
Yeah.
The hook, again, we always talk about, like, what's important for a first episode, and I think that the hook obviously is one of the most important things, if not the most important thing. So I'm glad that we got a show that gave us a good hook, good concept, is in the anime genres that I like, and has, it's disarming. Like, doesn't take me out of it, but it definitely puts me in a place where I'm like, oh wow, I wonder where the next thing is going to be, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
If, like, you had to give it a grade, what would it be?
A minus.
All right. Yeah. I think that's a fair assessment. I would definitely give it a B+, A minus.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just because it didn't have as much in it. But, like, I don't think I needed that because it hooked me well. Mm-hmm. But, like, that's dangerous, though, to say, because, like, sometimes people don't get hooked by the hook, so they need enough of a world-building stuff to kind of... It didn't balance it perfectly, the, like, have enough in but give us a hook kind of setup.
All right.
So that's why it's a lower A for me.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's a B minus.
B minus?
B plus. No, yeah, I'm kidding. B+. A minus. But yeah, anyway, guys, this was A plus anime. Sorry again for last week with the missed episode. You know, life gets in the way. Sometimes God opens a window and then you wake up in the woods. Opens a poop trap. Yeah, you know, sometimes that's life. But
you go looking for the Jersey Devil?
I did. I found the Jersey Devil. I found him. It was me the whole time. But
it was,
yeah.
You
so
all along.
It was.
That's why it hasn't been seen in like 2 or 3 years, because you've been away in Japan.
Because of me, exactly. But y'all, this has been A Plus Anime episode 47. I hope is it. It is 47. And guys, I'm so glad that I can come and talk to Nato about anime. Nato, I love you, bro. What do we say at the end of every show?
Love each other and watch some anime. Goodbye.
Bye.
Next time on A Plus Anime, Nato continues to be Australian, and Ian realizes he loves sports anime a little too much. What anime will they review next? Find out next time on A Plus Anime.